Hi, this is Orville Radio. We are here with Divic.
Yes.
And he is... can you present yourself,
please? I would do that. I'm Divic. I'm from Jaipur, Rajasthan. And now I'm an Aurovillian almost. And I've been here for almost around two and a half, three years. I'm an architect by profession, but also a musician by heart. And I do some painting. All these things got me through life till now.
You're an artist.
Yeah. And I'm working with Raman in Centerfield as an architect, and also at Saya for some technical supervision. And music is always there with Kalabhumi, beautiful artists. Whoever finds some space for me, I just join them and start playing with them.
You are playing since when?
Since I'm a kid, because my mother is a classical singer and a teacher since last 40 years. And it's in her side of family, my grandmother, her mother, so it's there. I've never learned from her, but I've been singing since I'm a little child.
Okay, we have seen you in the Aum Festival and you sang just three songs, but very nice.
Thank you.
People can listen one of this song in the mashup we produce for the radio.
Oh, wow.
And you can do it too.
Okay, I'll go through that.
And do you want to sing something before to talk again about you?
Yes, so I'm not sure what I'm going to sing, but I have a couple of nice motivational songs. I like singing them. They're all in Hindi mostly. This one's from a movie. It's a very... I love that movie, Rang De Basanti. It's a movie based on... kind of the freedom fighting which happened during the whole process, but it's a new version, a more modern version of it. And this song, it's a conversation between a mother and her son. Mm-hmm. And it's quite beautiful. I cannot explain the whole song, but we'll go with that.
Okay.
Yes.
Very nice.
Thank you. It's called Luka Chupi, which means basically that play game of hide and seek.
Mm-hmm.
So the son has gone for the freedom movement and he's not coming back. So she's asking him to come back, but he's saying that he's... I actually connect this song with my Auroville journey till now.
Mm.
Because in the lines, the son says that, you know, I'm somewhere where I always wanted to be and it's just beautiful and everything you told me about the beautiful places, I'm right there. So it's quite nice.
So this was a kind of cover, you say.
Yes.
And do you have any of your own songs?
Not really. I mean, I do right here and there. I sing with the covers which I do. I just play on the same scale,
mm-hmm,
and the same rhythm, but I never write them down. It's just in the moment when I've never written down a song.
So you make just freestyle.
Yes, I connect. I sing English songs with Hindi songs. Sometimes I bring in some folk songs, some classicals, what I did in Auroville, the music festival. That's what it was, something like that, mixing a few different genres. And
so you translate the two different classical Indian song,
yes,
in a pop Western song.
I mix them somehow.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's very interesting. I never heard something like this.
I like to do that. Yes.
Very original.
Kind of.
Have you never been in some festival in India to play your own music? Oh, I mean, this kind of music in a new way?
When I was in college, I did a couple of shows in college itself, because we used to have every now and then some cultural festivals. And from my college, I represented maybe twice somewhere, but mostly it was, I never liked to perform in public. I don't know why, but either I sing alone or till now. Now, after I've come to Auroville, I've performed with so many musicians, and it's actually opening me up to those things. Till back, when I was in college, till that time, I was quite resistant to perform with people in public spaces. The smaller the gathering, the more I sing, the more I'm happier with my performance. The more the people, it usually gets. But now it's not the case. I always enjoy. I just close my eyes and I sing.
So with which musician you play here in Auroville?
So
just tell some name we probably know already.
So I'm very open. I'm really not stuck with a specific genre, as I said. So for example, I was playing with a group of musicians, Gerhard, Mirko, and it was a very different. Agni was there, Mahatma was doing the bass. So it was a very different group for me, because they were playing 60s garage funk, and it was something I never heard before. But I sang with them and it was fun. For almost a year, we sang, we performed in Auroville. Before that, I was playing with Edo and Nico, and that time we were doing again some funky music, but quite present, a little more recent ones. And for that also, I didn't feel uncomfortable at all, because if I'm enjoying the songs and I'm enjoying singing and listening, which I do mostly all the songs unless they are totally out of my league. So I do sing most of the Indian singers, whatever basically I like listening to, and I feel that I can probably do a little bit of it. I sing it, I just sing to the, listen to that song, and I sing it again and again. And most of the Indian musicians, specifically if we look at it, then the recent one, Arijit Singh, is kind of everywhere. He's a really famous Bollywood singer now.
What's the name?
Arijit Singh. He's singing most of the Bollywood songs in this recent times. Then I really love Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, Rahat Fateh Ali Khan, his son. These are from a little... Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan is not anymore, but Rahat Fateh Ali Khan is son, I think. He's doing a lot of covers. And then if we go to some Western musicians, then the recent pop musicians, I almost cover everybody. Like Justin Timberlake had a nice cover, Say Something, a nice song say something. I really love that song. It's quite
say dramatic. Say something.
I can sing it for you if you want.
And we are singing a song. I don't know if it's the same song, but we are singing it in the choir of Oroville. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Then maybe I'll try. Maybe it's
yeah. You can sing it right now if
and,
you want.
And also very, very different singers, like Indian classical singers. There's folk music, which is very, it's fascinating for me because it sounds so different. And my roots are kind of, I'm from Rajasthan. So the folk music of Rajasthan is world renowned. So I try to connect that wherever possible. And it's convenient for me because I think I've heard it so much in my family. My grandmother, they would sing it every day, devotional songs in the small little puja room that we have. So it's kind of inside me and it's coming out now because I've learned guitar and I sing more now. So it's very, I'm it's for the first time I've been asked this, but I sing everything and anything. If you ask me that let's try jazz, and I'll be like, okay, I can give it a try. It might not suit me, it might not sound that good, but I would not resist singing it. I would really, I'm really open to that.
Okay.
Music is music. That's all I think.
Yeah. So now you can sing and say something.
Oh yeah, I would do that.
Everybody says, say something. I don't wanna get caught up in the middle of it. No, I can't help myself. No, I can't help myself. No, no. Caught up in the middle of it. No, I can't help myself. No, I can't help myself. Caught up in the middle of it. Or maybe I'm looking for something I can't have. Or maybe I'm looking for something I can't have. Or maybe I'm looking for something I can't have. Or maybe I'm looking for something I can't have.
Everyone knows all about my transgression. My heart somewhere in melody, in harmony for you and me tonight. Whoa, I hear them call my name.
Everybody says, say something, or 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 say something. I don't wanna get caught up in the middle of it. No, I can't help myself. No, I can't help myself. No, no, no. Caught up in the middle of it. No, I can't help myself. No, I can't help myself. No, no, no. Caught up in the middle of it. Maybe I've been looking for something I can't have. Maybe I'm looking for something I can't have. Maybe I've been looking for something I can't have. Or maybe I've been looking for something.
Okay, very nice. It's not the same song.
It's
I can
not
tell
that
you.
I thought so.
But the title is the same.
The title is the same, yes.
I would like to know something about you in Oroville. Why you came here?
Physically, how I came here and why I came here initially was because my my brother-in-law is connected with the ashram, and he was really close with Kirit sir, Kirit Joshi. He was the chairman of Auroville, and he invited me here. I did some work, architectural work for him. So instead of paying me, he just planned a trip for me in 2010, I guess. And that's when I came here for the first time. And since then, I've been coming here on and off every year whenever I found some time. Sometimes as a babysitter, sometimes as a tourist. But eventually, when I was done with my studies, I always wanted to come here. I thought I'll work here for some time. And I wanted to explore a little. I was not sure why. I did not know much about Auroville, as in the sustainability, and these things were not taught to us, frankly. So I just wanted to come here for the reasons which I liked when I came here physically as a tourist. I really like the greenery. I really like the different, I would say, setup for living, because I never went to a place like Solar Kitchen in back home. I never saw a place like Matri Mandir anywhere. I never felt the way I felt at the Samadhi before. So I wanted to come here, but I got stuck with my personal work in Jaipur, in my city. For 2 years I worked there, but eventually I thought, let's just leave everything and try to make a portfolio, apply in places. And that's when I finally managed to come here in March 2017. And
Auroville is giving something to you, not just in terms of job.
Not at all. It's much, much more than that. And that's why I'm staying. Because I never imagined that I would be... I did not even know that there's a status called Auroville, and not people... I have had very little idea about these things, like what Auroville really... had as its functioning rules or set of functions. But even for the first few months, I was not sure about it. But slowly, when I started working here and forgot about the aspect of why I'm here, when I gave it up, when I gave the thought process of thinking about every next step and what do I do in the future, what do I do in the next 2 years, do I go back home, should I prepare for my portfolio and get another job. When I left that all, that's when I started realizing that Auroville is something else, and it's not just a place where I wanted to work for the reasons that I had, the greenery and the environment. It's much more than that. And eventually, when I just started giving my work, and things just happened that way for me, surprisingly, somehow, and I keep repeating it to myself and anybody who asks me, it just happens for me. So I got involved with Saya needed somebody to work for the as their construction coordinator. So work wise I'm talking about right now, Raman is a beautiful person, working with him is a phenomenal thing. But on top of it, there was a service that I wanted to give to Auroville apart from the work that I was doing as an architect. And at the same time, this job opportunity at Saya came up. So I started working there. It was a very different job than what I've done before. It's more technical, it's more administrative, but I slowly got hold of it, and there was a lot of support, and I was helped by everybody to, you know, do what I was doing. And now I'm quite settled there. I'm managing, and I'm doing a decent job, I'd say. The other thing, third thing which came up was I was always interested in, you know, sharing time with interns and spending some time with students. And at the same time, right after Saya, another opportunity came up at Bamboo Center for Raman Construction as an external consultant for them. So we are trying to help Bamboo Center with their interns as technical guidance, as a little bit of architectural input there, to help them work, to help them learn softwares, to help them understand the process of designing and a little bit more about architecture. Bamboo is definitely there. We are learning from there. But that's that. So these three things, interacting with students, doing a little bit of service for Auroville, and doing what I love with Raman as an architect. So that these three things were work-wise, it was very, very satisfactory and is still. It's challenging, yes. But the music and the arts part of it, that's another important, which is kind of connecting me to the spiritual aspect of it or of Auroville. Somehow it's difficult to explain. And I might not be able to explain it in words right now. But music came in very quickly before any other things that got settled, my housing, my food, my work. Even before that, my music was kind of keeping me active here, because Edo met me out of nowhere and he wanted, I asked him, he was carrying a guitar, I did not know his name. I asked him, Adla Teres, what, you know, can I learn from you? And he said, I don't teach, but let's play a little. I was staying in MDJ, he stays in Citadines, and we just met one day and I played my acoustic, he played his acoustic, and he said, let's do something. So we started a small little band, and then it went really nice. We performed a couple of times, Kalabhumi Goes Live. And I was enjoying it so much because it was very different from anything that I did back home. The musicians, like, you know, professionals who love music so much, not the kids my age who are learning. That's a different experience altogether. But people who are playing since 40 years, 30 years, and who really like what they do. So it was so motivating for me. So I wanted to improve myself a little every day, but no pressure whatsoever. It was so convenient. Nobody asked me that, sing like this, sing like that. It was really convenient. So music helped me to hold my ground. If things were not so convenient otherwise, I just, you know, this was one thing subconsciously, not like I thought about it. Now that you asked me, that's why I'm saying it. Mm-hmm. Then arts, it's connected. Like I paint and I sketch and I, whenever I get time. So Auroville somehow gives so much space for that, because in a city I would not be able to come here probably on a weekday. I would, you know, not get off. But that's what these little things about Auroville are just phenomenal, and it's really difficult. I'm sure you know it, and I'm sure most of the people who are listening to us know about it. They might be able to relate. Yes, when I came here, oh yes. But it's new for me and it's phenomenal.
Okay. Do you have some songs inspired by Auroville?
As I said, that one song which was there, and there's two more songs which when I sing I think about, you know, Auroville sometimes. It's both are quite moving. The one is called Rubaru. It's basically Rubaru Roshni, it's light everywhere within myself, everywhere around me. That I cannot translate it exactly, but Roshni means light and Rubaru means I'm getting acquainted with light. So this is one song, and the other song is again very similar. It's about how you should let go and how you should try to let the important things in and enjoy them. It both are in Hindi, so it would be difficult to translate it all, but it these two songs, I mean, I've sung it for.
Yeah, you can sing both songs, one to the other.
All right. So the first one is Kholo Kholo Darwaze. It means open the doors. Exact translations.
Kholo Kholo Darwaze Bhar De Karo Kinare Ghude Se Bandhi Hai Hawa Milke Chhudao Sare. आ जाओ पतंग लेके अपने ही रंग लेके आसमां का जामे आना आज हमें है सजाना ओ क्यों इस कदर हैरान तू मौसम का है मेहमान तू दुनिया सजी
Yeah.
सीता सीता जी हसने को राधे गरम गरम सारे अभी अभी है उतारे जिंदगी तो है बताशा मीठी मीठी सी है आशा रख ले चख ले हथेली से ढक ले से ओ तुझ में अगर प्यास है बारिश का घर भी पास है रोके कोई तुझे क्यों भला संग संग तेरे आकाश है तू धूप है जम से बिखर तू है नदी ओ बेखबर
Second one is called Rubaru. I'll sing another song with it. It's called Gurus of Peace. Maybe some of us have heard about it. Gurus of Peace is a collaboration between A.R. Rahman and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. So it's a little mix of...
चंदा सूरज लाखों तारे हैं जब तेरे ही ये सारे किस बात पे होती है फिर तकरारे खींची है लकीरे जमी पे पर ना खींचो देखो बीच में दो दिलों के ये दीवारे दुनिया में कहीं भी दर्द से कोई भी दुनिया में कहीं भी दर्द से कोई भी तड़पे तो हमको यहाँ पे एहसास उसके जख्मों का हो के अपना भी दिल भर भर आए रोए आंखें What are you waiting for? Another day, another dawn. Some way we have to find a new way to be. What are you waiting for? Another day, another dawn. Someday we have to find a new way to be. Duri kyon dilon mein rahe, faasle kyon badhte rahe? Pyari hai zindagi hai pyara jahan. बड़ी मुश्किलों से बनते हैं यहाँ पे टूटने के लिए बस एक ही लम्हा दुनिया में कहीं भी दर्द से कोई भी दुनिया में कहीं भी दर्द से कोई भी तड़पे दो अपना भी दिल भर भर आए रोए आके वैसा अभी अभी हुआ यकीन
Rubaru.
Rubaru.
A little higher than what I expected. The scale was a little higher.
Okay.
Managed, yes.
It was very intense. Okay, thank you, David.
Thank you so much.
It has been a pleasure to have you here at the radio. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
Come to visit us when you want next time, and
yes.
We'll see you around the town playing live.
Yes.
I think.
It was really nice. I really enjoyed it. I've never performed like this, and Orville Radio is kind of an honor. And it's a beautiful setup you have. Thank you for being so kind.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.